Homies! Another episode of the Big Homies House. We got some special homies in the building. We got the homie Chaotic back in the building.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
Wealthy, healthy.
Yeah.
Blessed beyond measure.
Yeah.
I'm feeling impactful.
Yeah.
Prolific, powerful.
You're just saying words at this point.
No, you know I'm very sasquipedalious.
Sasa what?
Sasquipedalious. I'm a sasquipedalian.
You a Sasquatch?
I'm a sasquipedalian.
Sasquipedalious. Let's see what comes up. But don't nothing come up. Then it was just a whole bunch of misspelled words.
Because you can't spell sasquipedalious.
Anywho.
Watch this.
Chaotic is in the building.
Look. Now watch this. He said ain't nothing come up. Now what that is?
It did come up.
Now read that definition.
That is not what you said, bro.
Yes, I did.
I said sasquipedalian. If you was to spell that word.
No, that's how you spell it.
That's how you spell it.
Well, how you pronounce it?
It's
sasquipedalian.
Hold on. It's a button right here. Hold on. I'm going to hit this button. Sasquipedalian. You fucked that word up.
I'm a nigga. That's like some people say. I say orange like orange. I don't say. That's how
what,
I say.
What color you got on?
Orange.
Kerber.
A motherfucker from. I was with a motherfucker from Memphis in the studio last night. They say who gonna do the music?
Yeah.
Now we got some special guest homies in the building kicking it. So we're gonna start right here. We're gonna move around. There you go. Talking to the bike, tell the people who you are.
Okay, my name is, I go by Zuri.
And
I'm an influencer. I got a lot of followers on Twitter.
How many followers you got on Twitter?
150K.
Oh, you must be talking some good shit on there. It's hard to get.
She probably kicking some good shit on it. You know, Twitter is fucking unedited. Different. Ain't no telling what's going on Twitter
now. Okay, well, there's no pussy on there. On my page. So.
We didn't say Twitter. That.
Yeah,
who said that?
I'm just saying, ain't no pussy on there. But
don't tell.
There might be a little ass and titties.
A little ass.
Ah, there we go.
A little ass shake it is on my page. Hey. But it's for fun. It's just for fun.
Okay.
Hey, Will, not
and
you,
I rap.
And you rap?
Yeah, and I like to paint and draw.
Oh, you're real
Spit eight bars.
I'm into art. Spit eight bars about the color orange.
Spit eight bars by the way you think I look. Let's go. Okay. You do that shit right, you might. I got a $10,000 advance for you.
You got pressure.
Do it the right way.
Pressure.
Okay, chaotic in here, bright. Ain't nobody got a fight. Teeth looking right.
Ooh.
Can he spend the night? Yeah!
I'm
writing for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm writing for you.
Co-signed by Kodak.
Yeah.
I want to spend the night.
Can I have a little, I want a little beat.
We got to do it off the top. You rap too, right? You do music. Yeah. You
introduce
do music. Introduce yourself. Tell them about you and your music.
I'm Kezia.
That music.
Mersey.
I'm Kezia. I R&B sing. I can rap, model, act, all that. One thing about it, I'm everything in one.
So what you doing?
You said you was painting and stuff. I draw and paint too. Period. We got to do a little painting date.
Libra gang.
Both of y'all,
y'all got to paint chaotic.
I love paintings. And my house is full of paintings of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you give me a painting of, or y'all make me a painting, I'm
give
definitely going.
Like what's your sign? You like?
Yeah. Huh?
What's your sign? You got pictures of you all up in your house. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
I was about to say Leo.
Okay. What's wrong with Leos? Sorry.
Are they just a little self, self-absorbed?
True, ain't nothing wrong with
Leo. Baby girl, I think everybody's self-absorbed at this point in life.
Right now, you got to be,
let me tell you something, you got to be self-absorbed because if you're not absorbing yourself, somebody else going to do
absorb
it.
Absorb somebody else.
Yeah.
No, somebody else going to absorb you.
Oh, true.
And you're going to forget about yourself.
Oh.
So we got one more. Let her introduce herself over here.
How y'all doing? It's your favorite Shasta model. I do a whole bunch. I'm a professional model. I'm a certified personal trainer. I'm in the military. I'm a content creator. So I do a lot.
I thought you was going to say you a contract killer.
What?
I mean, she in the military.
I'm in the military.
Same thing.
I'm a shooter. So it could
hold on, what you be shooting?
I'm in the military. I got to shoot.
You a sniper?
Year.
When I look at you, you know, you want to know a song playing in my head when I look at you? Do you want to know?
What is
no,
it?
No, girl. Oh, okay. It's far from that. Like, that's where your mind at.
Okay, where is
no.
it?
No. When I look Tell at me. You, I think of, girlfriend,
The girlfriend theme song. You know she do give like early two. She give early 2000s baddie.
It's not a particular character.
It's a classic look. It's just giving very
It's just giving like
the girl
it's
next
giving,
door.
No, early 2000s baddie.
It's not even. It's not even. Yeah, it's giving. Exactly. It's giving like the original.
If I would have knew the girl next door would have been you, I would have been nice to you.
What are women supposed to look like?
I've got the rest of the words.
I love that. Yeah. What we supposed to look like? Not what it looks like now.
All y'all really came up in here looking like that, though. All y'all came up in here looking like what it's looking like now. I'm looking like me and Kodak was like, I didn't even know y'all was coming.
It was a surprise.
When y'all walked in,
it was a
surprise. I was on my phone when y'all walked in. Like, what the fuck going on here?
It was a surprise.
I thought I was just gonna do this.
Nah, because I know what you got. I know what you got going on. So I had to, you know, we had to have the vibes right.
Yeah, and I'm looking like damn. So I'm just trying. I'm feeling out. All y'all single?
You don't see no rings on our fingers.
Damn, why everybody was quiet when I said it's all y'all single?
Because when you
started talking, who's asking? Yeah, everybody's single for the right person. Yeah.
Like, we talking IRS, we filing no taxes.
What is it about?
About boys, they be in your face, but they don't be about nothing.
I just asked one simple question. Is all y'all single or not?
They single.
Yeah. I said, if you won't see no ring.
Nobody ain't no ring.
Single till married is what the.
Single is that married. Is that a thing?
Nah,
yes.
Nah,
it's that's
a
real.
That's a little bit. That's a little bit crazy. They're single to marry. You must be learned that shit from one of these 21-year-olds.
No,
because that ain't the way it goes.
When you file your taxes, what you put? Like, they don't recognize. Okay, if you want, if you want, married, divorced, widow.
But I'm not talking about what's on black and white. I'm talking about the mind state. I don't want you with a single mind state.
Because
what you say,
we say technically.
What you say to yourself is what you will, how you will move. Yeah. So don't be moving like you single on me. If I'm over here trying to be monogamous with you, and I'm over here trying to be faithful and loyal to you, and you over here running around like, thinking you single.
No,
don't
I'm
do that. Don't
the
play with me.
Of whoever I'm with.
That's
yeah,
that's
because you ain't gonna get because you ain't gonna get the ring I'm like that. Yeah. That ring ain't gonna go on that finger. You what? You single?
She's not gonna tell her boyfriend she's single.
You single? Like, I'm plural.
The thing is, you never really know what's going on. That's why she said in that song about the checking the phone. You really never know, especially if you're not married. It's like Instagram got your nigga.
Instagram got your bitch. Like,
I'm just saying. Instagram is a problem. Right, it's always been a problem. Right. I don't know what.
Hold on. All right, so you said on your Twitter you be showing little cheeks. You don't show no coochie. You show little cheeks. So if your
Instagram got you?
Nah, it's Twitter.
No,
Twitter.
No,
social media.
So if your
I do that because it's fun. I'm not
so
doing
if your so if your so
a
if a potential
but
if a potential dude
shaking that ass on Twitter.
Hold on.
That's
if
the
a
first thing
if a potential dude was like, "Hey, I want to settle down with you. Can you stop shaking ass on Twitter?"
I'll stop. Yeah, it's not that big a deal. It's not like I'm making a living
her
off of
I delete my
ass.
Social media.
You say what?
Is he gonna retire her? Like
to stop shaking ass on Twitter?
No, like if that's her livelihood, and you telling me to stop what's provided for me, are you going to provide
like
what I provide for myself? That's what I'm asking.
That's true.
That's it. That's all I'm asking.
If I'm shaking ass, and
are you gonna stop?
You know,
are you gonna make up for like that's her livelihood?
Oh, so you got OnlyFans?
Hold on, baby girl. Let me tell you something. First of all, if that's your life. Shaking your ass on Twitter and I tell you to stop shaking your ass because you want to be with me, that don't mean that I got to give you the money that you're missing from shaking your ass.
So why
that means
you
that,
that
you need to switch your occupation. The problem is with me, what I don't understand about women is, and I just told a woman this yesterday, I put it in her place, and I just told her about it, so she was like, so if I move to Atlanta, are you going to pay my bills? Are you going to do this and do that?
What?
I'm like, no. Because why would I do that? I say, if I do that for you, I'm going to be hurting you, not helping you. You know how much control over you you're going to give me? Do you know how much control I will have over you if you're not making any money and you're solely dependent on me as your income, as your revenue, as your way of life? Nigga, you know how much control I got over you? You know how miserable and depressed I can make your life?
And people abuse that.
I get that, but essentially you're asking for control.
But
let me show you
that's what
you
want.
You know why we're gonna, no, we're not asking for control. I'm just asking my woman to not shake her ass because she's a representation of me now.
So if I was your woman, you and I was shaking my now. Ass, and that's how I made my income, right? And you told me to stop. Would you compensate like for until I can find a different form of income? Would you compensate me first for that since all, you the one that told me to stop making income from shaking
first
my ass?
First of all, if you shaking your ass and I want you to stop shaking your ass, right? I ain't finna fuck with no woman that's shaking her ass that don't got a plan already put together of how she gonna stop shaking her ass. Because that's the only way I can do something. Now, if you come to me like, damn, baby, I've been waiting to stop shaking my ass. This is what I've been wanting to do the whole time. I got this business layout, or I want to go to school for this, or I already got this lined up. Shit, if I can get this kind of help, I can do it. Okay, baby, what, that's it, $10,000? Okay, go ahead, sign up for it, or go ahead. Get it
okay,
done.
So you willing to invest into like
of course,
whatever?
I don't take
okay,
care.
Well then it's no problems with care. That. But if you say like, you're oh, just stop shaking ass, but you're not gonna help me to start that new career, then it's kind
of
like.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, if you're shaking the ass, watch yourself. Show me what you're working with. I just feel like as a woman,
you always gotta have a backup plan. You can't live off of shaking.
It's not even your backup plan. It's a transition. So while you shaking
like,
that ass, you
angle?
Should be shaking it to shake out of shaking your ass to
that.
Shake into something yeah. something new. That's just
so that
you
should
know
be
saying?
Just short term. You're saying like yeah. she need to have a long term.
Yeah, like come
it's,
on,
it's nothing.
That's
long
like some
term.
Girls that yeah. that's like some girls that dance been dancing for 15. Yeah, I know some girls been dancing yeah. for 20 years shaking their ass in the club. The only reason is because that's what they are. They're a stripper. She's not a nurse. She's not a model. She's not nothing else but a stripper because that's all she can do and that's what she know to do.
Yeah.
If she was something else or if she had something else, she would grow out of that and become something else.
Of course, you have to. You can't do it forever.
But if she can't, if she don't grow out of that.
She don't got no plans. A lot of women out here ain't got no plan. That's why they in this.
Baby, I'm
only thing that
I'm
they
in medical school.
For a
I ain't playing.
Like me to come and save them.
Yeah.
But then what happened is we take them.
They still do the same stuff.
We see that they ain't got
they don't got no plan.
They ain't got no plan. We see they ain't got nothing to think with.
Yeah.
And we send them back.
So I guess that's the message for the women that's looking for a rich nigga to save them. Like, rich niggas want a woman with some foresight as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Not looking for somebody to take care of you. It's not about
ain't nobody coming to save
y'all
you.
Y'all can build together.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody coming to save you.
Or struggle by yourself.
Yeah.
Not,
no,
like,
just the thing is, keep your maintain your leverage in a situation. Hard. Because if I leave you the day of tomorrow, you don't need to be looking at me like, damn, I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
You still need to have your numbers straight.
And that make it easier for you to not accept the bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I don't got to accept your, but I don't need you, nigga. I got my own fun. Why do you think these boss bitches be so goddamn?
They hard to date.
Fuck you, nigga.
You
tell the boss bitch, bitch, fuck you. Nigga, fuck you.
Get off my shit.
Yeah, that's where I am, because I got my own everything. Ain't nobody.
So a lot of women out here taking care of dudes.
Nothing in my life.
Y'all would never take care of the nigga?
Nah.
I couldn't.
Oh,
wait. I wasn't raised like that.
That is a good fucking question. Would you ever take care of one at a time?
Let's talk one at a time.
I would if, so like, say if he was helping me at one point and he having a struggling point. Okay, but if it's somebody that's not trying and you really not trying to look for a job, you comfortable playing video games, like, oh, yeah, nigga, what's up?
No. Let's do this. Let's change it.
You
let's
don't
change
got
it.
No type of
would
job.
Would you take care of a man with potential?
Yes.
You meet a man, he got the potential, he don't got the bag. Mm-hmm. He not
yeah,
in position.
But, if he got
but he's
vision,
ambitious and he's
yeah.
like,
what he got
she
going
said,
on.
Well.
Okay, everybody's saying, though, you got to understand, though, like, I'm a woman who has built, like, my own for myself. I've been working for the last 10 years. Like, you got to at least meet me where I'm at and then we can build from there. But if you come in, like, you're not at least where I'm at, it's hard for me to deal with. I'm not even going to, like, help, like, I can deal with somebody that is not on my level. Like,
so
you can meet
you
me where I'm
so
at.
So is it right for us to feel that way?
Well, I think it's different because men never look for women for their resources and, like, you know, like, we serve a different
but
role.
We,
so
but
sometimes we just
we,
play different roles.
But we want somebody to fall back on, too, because guess what?
I get that.
There's nothing. Look at Diddy's a billionaire. Diddy was a billionaire. Kanye West was a billionaire. These niggas is billionaires and they done went down. I done seen millionaires go broke. So damn, what if you my woman and ain't none of this shit guaranteed? Anything, I can get canceled all the way out tomorrow. Do you got me?
Shit, I got
you
got to
meet me
got
with
it.
The same hustle. Like you
got
to meet
you
me at
like
the same
Bobby
level.
Whitney.
If you lazy
literally.
And you just expect
no,
me to care of you, I can't
no
do that.
Are those passion marks on your neck?
No, I'm just light skinned. I could scratch myself and have a freaking bruise.
No, I get asked that a lot. Yeah,
they can vouch.
No, yes, that's
I got
how it is.
I probably
for
was
stuff
scratching
like
myself.
Before.
And
you see these nails? I get blamed. I'm like, bro,
I got a follow up question.
What he? I didn't even answer.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Go ahead.
Okay, I say yes because a man that has potential is better than a man that feels like he got power over me just because he got money, like or you know I'm just gonna accept anything because he got money.
So what's potential?
He works hard. Like he don't have to work at I don't know.
A
he don't got
a plan.
Yeah, he needs to at least have a plan and start progressing. I have to see some type of progression.
You got
to
see the plan and actions of the plan.
Yes, I have to see it together. And then I'll be like, okay, okay. So, and because I feel like your intimacy, like emotionally and that type of, like spiritually is more important than, I'm not saying it's more important than finances, but I think that establishing that is more important.
So I'm about to say a word and I want y'all, a phrase. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about this phrase, struggle, love.
Ugh.
You can't do it.
What do you think? What to you? What is
different types of versions of that?
What struggle love to you?
Struggle love, it means like I have to go through so many trials and tribulations with you until before I get what I want out of it. Uh-huh. Like, and a lot of times people think that black women are supposed to deal with
what
that.
What is
like,
it that you want out of it though? Cause you
I
said
want, no, I want happiness. Like,
okay,
I want
so
I don't want
what is
to
what is
deal
that?
With. So struggle love to me could be like the woman carrying the load, like her dude not working, he's lazy.
But
that could be struggle.
No,
or struggle love could
stop.
Be him cheating
no,
on her.
Okay,
like,
let me
be struggle.
I'm talking about struggle. I'm talking about struggle love like professionally. Like he trying some shit and it's just not working. But he keep trying.
We talk about a nigga that's fucked up and he trying.
It's not that big a deal to me. It's really not that big a deal.
Well, you gotta try something else.
No. Look, he treats you good. He loves the shit out of you. He just fucked up. He trying shit.
That's fine.
It's hard for him to get it right. He ain't doing you wrong. He not dragging you. That. He not cheating you. He fucked up. Y'all living together. You might been paying the bills for the last 2-3 months, but he cleaning up the house.
I've been through
that. He scrape up money to get groceries.
So that's your
struggle
love. I pray he gets some money.
Struggle love is having a nigga that really love you, but he's struggling. Would you cheat on them? Would you shit on them? Would you
like
them? Nah, I'm gonna say this because I posted
look
about
at
this.
Her, I want to know her answer because she looks.
Let me give you.
She ain't fucking with
let me
that.
Let me give you.
I'm trying to interpret what you.
No, let me give you. I'm gonna give you a scenario.
Give me a real life scenario.
Say a real life scenario. Say you with a guy. He rap, right? He rap, but he in the early stages of his rap shit. Okay. He got all the plug. The shit ain't just connected. There. You know this rap shit take time. So he's working on his rap shit. It's going good, but it's just not there yet.
Okay.
Do you consider that struggle love?
That's not necessarily struggle love to me. Like, and I'm going to just speak on a real, like, situation. You said a struggling rap artist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dating someone that's, like, an artist. He's not a rapper. He's a singer. And it's like, okay. I'm not married. So I'm betting.
that's her little friend.
Like, I'm betting a lot, trying to believe in this person.
Wait. Let me ask you this.
He ain't made it yet.
You saying you investing a lot. What
like,
are you investing?
Like, I'm believing in him. I'm investing time. I'm making sure that, like, we're both putting time into, like, our content and networking and stuff like that.
I'm saying, so, what I'm saying.
You so that would be what you said,
no, you
struggle
you
love,
investing
right?
in him. Like, how do you, get me, I need details of how you investing.
Time
what? You spend it. That comes with relationships.
Time is a lot.
That comes with dating.
Time is a lot, though.
So you saying you're
you can
investing.
Spend money. You can blow money, but time is valuable. And so if I'm putting my time into you, then I really
crazy.
Believe.
For the love of chaotic.
Like, you got to understand.
So you saying, so you and what understand. Is he, and now, wait, now, what is he investing in you?
Everything. He's investing everything it is that I need right now to be happy, content.
So he's giving you all his little money,
he give me whatever it is I need right now to be happy.
What about if you're dating somebody?
And all
content.
You give him is time.
What if you're dating somebody and you've literally seen them surpass? You saw them surpass.
All you give him is time, and he give me.
But no, I'm giving him what he needs too. Like he might not need the same thing. We have different love languages. You know about love languages, right?
You know, yeah,
he's giving me what
different.
I need. I'm giving him what he needs. It doesn't always translate to be the same thing.
So let me ask you this: if another nigga came along with some type of energy, would you fuck with him? Because you keep saying you're single to
Yo,
marry.
I'm not. You can't sell me to the highest bidder.
It ain't selling you to the highest bidder.
It's about who's actually.
I'm just saying
in this
it ain't selling
me.
You to the highest bidder. You just said that you got a nigga that's giving you everything right now.
Okay, I can't.
He's
say
giving
everything.
You everything.
I can't say everything.
So you, but you are still saying you're
I can't say everything.
Until you marry. But you got a nigga giving you everything. This man probably somewhere thinking about you, thinking about how he can make your life
and
the
I'm
best life ever.
About
and
him.
You sitting here saying you're single until married. This shit crazy, man.
I just brought him up. So clearly.
You got somebody you talking to,
so,
too?
So clearly he has some sort of importance if I brought him up.
Oh, my God.
Up.
Wait. Hold on. She got somebody that's treating her good.
But
that,
listen.
You got a boyfriend, too?
Hold on. Since this is going to be public, we might as well just say it. Men, they don't even realize or even peak until they're like 30. Their brains are still in la-la land.
What are you talking about?
These women basically saying...
They nigga ain't shit.
I got a nigga that's doing good
about me. I don't deal with
niggas
that ain't shit, though.
But I'm single until he marry me.
I mean, what does it say on paper?
I didn't say that.
That
I
shit
said,
crazy.
We're talking legally. We're talking about how you recognize it.
So let me ask y'all this. If y'all two seen the video of these dudes that y'all talking to doing the podcast and they ask them boys, y'all single? And them boys say, shit, I'm single till I'm married. And they both high five each other like boom.
hold on. You really just keeping
but
the
that
same
means something so different.
Ain't nothing funny.
Y'all gonna say, see, niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. Look at these niggas. But how do you think it make y'all look?
I'm just saying, when a man says it, it means something different than when women say it. When men say it, it means something completely different.
What the fuck?
No, it don't.
No, it don't.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
Bro, you know what?
He just matching my energy, though. He just matching my energy. If you say what I say, he just matching my energy.
We all got feelings. So, like, if a boy see it, and say if he's, like, more emotional than a regular nigga, he's going to feel it the same way a girl.
Preposterous. I agree.
He's going to be like, damn, I thought Shorty was rocking with me. He's going to be sad. But he's
very much be rocking with
you. But a girl, we're going to be like, boy. Yeah.
It was never that. It was never giving
y'all
fuck
y'all.
Y'all
gonna wanna break up
who,
with
wait,
me.
Wait, 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 hold on, hold on.
No.
Who's your favorite female rapper right now?
My favorite female rapper? Glorilla right now.
I like Lotto. She's Lotto. A Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn.
Who you like?
That's my Capricorn.
Well, I think Lotto can actually rap. A lot of people just talking about shaking ass and repeating words
who's your favorite rap female rapper?
I said Lotto.
Lotto?
Yeah. Because she actually be talking about something. Meg Thee Stallion be talking to.
How old
are
you?
I'm 25.
Okay, how are you?
I'm
29. Okay, how
are
you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Women lose a little bit of their toxicity once they cross over 25. So.
No, I'm just checking.
No, we just really don't have time for BS after.
No, yeah, after
you said you don't.
My,
I understand that, but you just said
a wife.
But you
so
just said that you have a man that's
that?
Not giving you bullshit. He's treating you right, and you said you're single till you marry.
Yeah, but we still have a long way to go before I would say
it. Don't
yes
matter, but you
all.
But the nigga,
so
and you said
still
the nigga
have
doing
a long
good
way
by
to
you
go.
So, but you're not entertaining no other dudes right now.
No, he's we're like.
I'm saying, but like, what if another guy comes on and catches your eye? He catches your eye. Would you entertain him?
No, I'm not. It's not just about nobody catching my eye.
I'm saying a guy that's attractive to you, a guy that you can see
cool.
He has some motion going on,
a lot of people are attractive.
No, I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about he attractive. You see what he's doing. He's pouring into you as a friend. And you're like, maybe this can be a little bit more.
No,
and then
man,
he starts showing interest to you.
He's not
going
to get that close
that
to me. Another man is not going to get that close to me. Where we have
that
mean, friendship.
I have to take away time from the person I'm dealing with now to get
I
that
mean,
to
but
him.
All,
I ain't got no
guy
friends
talk,
for real.
All
man,
I keep hearing from the get-go is I'm single till I'm married. All that shit y'all saying right now is canceled out.
Take that out because
I can tell y'all one thing about
no, because y'all said it was the way y'all stood on it.
You yeah, because I thought everybody here was single.
Y'all came in this like G shit. This ain't even no. I ain't trying to throw no shade. I'm. It's from a man perspective because that shit kind of make. I'm a BG. It kind of make me feel bad that this is the way our women think because I'm a man and I'm thinking from a perspective like, damn, if I was doing good to a woman, I'm at my crib or whatever doing good to a woman and she out and I call her. Where you going at, baby? Oh, I'm going to do this podcast. I'll see you later. Okay, cool. And this is my woman. In my mind, I'm like, damn, I love her. And she on the podcast telling motherfuckers I'm single.
I'm
F-R-E-E, nigga free.
We're taking it way too far out of context because you were y'all were giving examples if a man were to be another, like, become a friend with you.
No. We just asked the simple question.
I understand where you're coming from.
So
I understand
for me,
where you're coming
it
from.
Make me look. I'm a single man for real. Like I'm not in a relationship with nobody, but I want to be in a relationship. So when I constantly do interviews or do shows or do clubs or podcasts or different shit that I be doing, and when I come encounter with women, and I keep hearing these same dumbass, no disrespect, But I keep hearing like dumbass word, like I'm single until married. Like that's dumb. You're not single till you married.
Oh, I thought
y'all got good niggas.
I get what you're saying.
Represent your. I got a good nigga.
I'm gonna say, okay. So for me, I understand where you're coming from.
And I didn't mean no disrespectful way to y'all because I fucks with y'all.
We
no
all
disrespect.
Got different opinions. For me, I was saying it from a standpoint of like. When I fill out my paperwork, I'm selecting single or divorced. Because me, I was married before. And until I'm ready to say yes to marriage or until I'm actually married on paper, then that's just how it comes off. I'm not saying no, like, I know, oh, I don't have a good man single. In my corner.
No, when
I'm
you say that. You could have said, you know, it's so many different words.
You could have said it's complicated. Because
we're not the IRS.
It ain't even complicated.
So it's not complicated. You could say
it's not complicated.
You can say I'm dating. Oh, I have a person who I'm getting to know. I got a friend.
You're right.
All I'm saying is when you use that word single, right?
Because we're not
that
the IRS.
That takes away all the accolades you just gave a nigga.
Yeah, I feel you.
When you say that take away every single thing. I'm a nigga that done went to infinity and beyond by the woman before. So
did
I'm
she play on you?
Yeah. So it's like.
I understand.
So that
and
shit,
I didn't mean
that.
It.
That
I've done the same thing.
Different.
So now that you say that,
it
for me,
different.
I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way.
No, but
like,
you ain't got to tell me.
But I'm telling
I want you,
you
to tell yourself that.
And I'm speaking it. Like,
so
I'm
when
saying it now.
The universe.
I'm saying it now, though.
Because we,
it
is kind of manifesting
single until I'm married because on paper, that's how it appears. That
does
not mean
if you're at 11, if you're at 11:45.
I'm never going to say that again. I'm sorry.
If you had
I want it to come up that way.
Yeah, like, now that he's saying it, no, he's saying it, it's like,
no. Y'all. I wasn't saying it in a disrespectful
if you had if you had 11:45, if you had the bar,
it's like everybody views stuff in a different way. So
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
You have a strong.
If you're saying on paper,
but you know what the like, fuck.
I know.
They
what
ain't
saying.
Until I'm fucking.
Nah, but this, what I'm saying.
Okay,
if you had 11:45 and a dude approach you at the bar, he said, "Hey man, you single or you married?" And you say single, he not thinking, "Oh yeah, she think I'm the IRS or something."
Oh yeah, I see. So she single too. She married. When you tell a nigga you single.
Of course.
No.
You, they don't
if
care
you
about
tell
your man.
Check this out. That's cool.
Like,
no, that's understandable. Because
if you say yes, I'm going to ask if you cheat.
No, but that's understandable.
Because
some
hoes cheat.
But listen, that's understandable. But if you tell a nigga, no, I'm in a relationship, and you be like, okay, it just happened to me at fucking Toast at Lenox. It was a beautiful woman. And I paid for their food the whole 9 yards. And I'm like, come on. She like, I told you I got a man. Like, thank you for paying for my food. Thank you for the shots. I appreciate it all. Like, she even gave me a compliment. She's like, you're a very handsome guy, but I'm in a relationship.
Respect
and I'm like, damn. So I can't hire your number or nothing. She like, no. She's like, you want to follow my Instagram?
Though.
You can follow my
That's
Instagram.
That's a body. You can, nope.
No, but I'm just saying.
But you see how you were saying
she
you
was
too.
She was very assertive. She wasn't mean. She wasn't rude. But she stood her ground.
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm with someone. And then we even said that. I said, but you ain't got no ring on your finger. She like, one day, coming soon, hopefully. Like, you know what I'm saying? But she still, you know, it's the power in our tongue. So if y'all keep saying I'm single until I'm married, you might never make it to marriage because you're going to always be, you're going
to
keep falling back to the single.
Yeah. No, I'll make
it's
it.
It's power
marriage.
In that.
I have
I'm
no
just
problem.
Saying.
I have
it's
no
power
problem.
In that tongue.
I don't think I realized like the strength of what I was saying, like the power behind
it's
what
so
I was saying. Because
I know it could be
the reason I'm
the
saying
way
this
way
is because
you,
at the end of the day,
and
I don't really know what a nigga
we don't
is
need
doing.
Girls walking around.
I really don't know
that
what.
Don't need to be the new
especially
thing.
If you on Instagram and you're following females, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't know why you're
following. Wait, you don't want your man following dudes? I mean, follow.
No,
wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Do you follow niggas on Instagram?
Some, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you can't say a
but
nigga
listen,
following girls and you following
like
boys.
But
no,
but
you have to have trust, or you don't got
have,
nothing.
Yeah.
But that's why I said what I said in that song. I said, fuck a soft girl era, bitch, I'm
so
going
so what is
that
it that you
like,
got? Is you in a real relationship,
on.
Or what is your situation? Because you sound unsure.
Dang, we on a podcast. I kind of want to keep that.
Is you
private.
Sure
we
of what
know
you
about, we don't know who Buddy is.
It doesn't matter. Is you sure of him or not? Like she said, the nigga treat her real good. She stood on that. Is you sure of this person or you not? Because it sounds like
but
you really don't know.
To what he's saying, it is different levels of day. Because y'all, if y'all not exclusive, y'all, if y'all not exclusive.
It is exclusive. It's just, I just.
Especially if you
it's,
fucking
it's
wrong.
Just my paranoia. That's just me. That's me.
Paranoia about the relationship?
That's just me in general. I'm just a little paranoid. Like, that's why. That's
paranoia. That paranoia is gonna have you make the wrong move and cause the whole shit to crumble.
That's well, a lot of women do that.
You just gotta trust your instinct. Like our instinct.
If a nigga don't do nothing wrong, if a nigga ain't get caught up in the nothing or he ain't doing nothing wrong, don't look for nothing wrong. That energy that you putting into that will come about.
Okay, so he leaves his phone on lock. If I wanna go look at it, I don't.
So you already think he on bullshit. Now we getting to it.
No, that's not even that.
I can't.
Listen. I'm gonna give you another. When I was in high school, and I knew I failed the test, I ain't really want to look at that report card because I knew what was on it. You ain't want to look at that phone because somewhere in the back of your mind,
you know he doing his big one. Yeah. You don't trust the nigga. Tell the truth. You don't trust him. He doing his big one on you, ain't he?
I don't know.
But you're more indecisive.
But you more think he is than he isn't. I mean, I feel like
Don't cry.
No. Okay. I feel like I'm not gonna cry. No, I feel
you
like
you better cry off no nigga.
I feel like I'm more like it's just me. I've been through past relationships and I've kind of not gotten over them because I feel like I still think certain things from my past relationship, I bring them to my current relationship.
I didn't finish though.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Before you move on,
my
you
past
heal.
Relationship.
Yeah, as a female, you can't even move on to nothing new without healing first.
What was you about to say?
I was just going to say that if kind of feels like I'm like, I took a lot of my past relationship and brought it to my new relationship. So it's just like this aura I have. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what he's doing. I'm still going to feel this in the back of my head. That's just how I feel.
So your trauma isn't because of him. It's because of the niggas in your past.
The past.
Yeah, he didn't
do it. Ooh, so he dating your ex.
Oh, bad, though.
He's
dating your traumas. Yeah, that's not fair to him.
Ooh, that's unfair.
It isn't fair. And I've been working on it. I've been healing myself. It's still just like, it still is there, though. It's just like this little feeling. Like,
so what's going to happen is you're the problem. You're going to make
me. I am the problem.
You're going to force him to go do. You're going to force. That's why you walked up in here.
I'm going
to
be real.
But that's why you walked up in here saying you single into marriage. And then you rub that off on her because that probably wouldn't have been what she. You wouldn't have said single into marriage heard that.
No, that's a real thing.
I thought she said it first.
But you wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, like I'm not easily. I'm not easily influenced. I will say that.
No.
For me, when you look at relationships, if you're not married, a person is still available. Like that's how I look at it.
I'm the problem. It's okay. I know it. I'm a self-aware problem.
So what are you looking for in a woman? Because you got the show with Scrappy. Y'all looking for love.
Oh man, so yeah, okay, so you talk about on Pick a Side.
Yeah, Pick a Side.
Yeah, so on our show, you know, Scrappy technically got 15 girls. I got 15 girls. We put them all in this big mansion, and we just wanted to see, like, first of all, how bad do they want us? What would they do for us? We wanted to get to know them, see how much they knew about us. You know, I was just trying to test to see who really wanted love or who just really. Some people.
So y'all making a chase.
No, it's not. It's not chase because.
It's like The Bachelor. Was y'all sleeping with them?
No. Huh.
It's like the show. What's his name?
No, it wasn't. No,
you didn't touch that one. Chance is
like his show. Oh no, I can't. I'm not gonna disclose. But one thing about me, I was like a drill sergeant. Because I'm like in real life, I don't listen in real life. The whole thing about the pussy that don't move me. You know how much pussy fall in my lap and I can go to my phone and that shit don't move me at all.
57.
Yeah, that shit like that come like just like as easy as y'all could get dick, a nigga get pussy, it all goes. That ain't the part for me. Like especially to get my undivided attention, and that's part of what I was showing on the show. Like because. Just because my name and, you know, what I do and who I am and, you know, like how wild I am, girls just expected that, oh, I could come in this house and just try to put the pussy in his lap that's all. But no, you feel me?
You just put yourself in the same category as everybody
else. That's basic.
Exactly. Right. So we had a lot of challenges that the girls had to go through to the show that they was serious about us, to show that they really fuck with us, to show that they love us. We did a lot of dates with a lot of them to get to know them. It was some scraps. It was a lot of scrapping in there.
No, it was fighting over y'all?
Fighting? They say ming, 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 ming.
Oh, they was fighting.
Oh, y'all wouldn't fight over a nigga?
Absolutely not.
No. Well, if I have to fight over him, I don't want to. If I
fight somebody, I haven't. But if it's my husband.
No, but they did.
You fight over your husband?
If it's my husband, bitch, look, they did you're not about to fuck up what I didn't build all these years.
Husband, yeah, but
that's
it's
what
like
I'm
a
saying.
Boy.
I haven't, but if it's my
but
husband, bitch, you're gonna get beat up.
Like,
what you mean if it's like a boy?
No, just like a boy, you're not even in a relationship with. You can't fight.
No, no, no. We're talking about somebody you committed. Somebody you committed to.
I feel like if it's a person,
not married.
I feel like if it's a person you having unprotected sex with, you should be willing to go all out about them.
And if it's like a disrespectful girl,
wait, does that mean something? Like having unprotected sex?
Of course, it means a lot.
Having unprotected
versus
I mean,
control over my life.
No,
you
but listen, for a lot of people nowadays who don't really keep up with their health or care about their health, it's nothing to them. But to some people, like to me, if I'm fucking annuals, you raw, baby. Bitch, do not play with me. That pussy is my. I own that pussy. Up
it's
under the terms
and
the terms and agreements of this situation that we got. While we're fucking, that was like, that's one thing that I respected about my ex. She didn't play about, like, nigga, we ain't, but nigga, that, we fucking raw. Don't play with me.
So fucking raw, me and y'all go together?
Fucking raw
means
like damn to me. You
committed
married
to each other in bed. Y'all don't gotta go together, but y'all committed to each other in bed.
No. If we fucking raw, we are committed wholeheartedly.
Y'all hold hands at Target.
If we finna be having sex raw, that mean that we got a connection. Here, that
you know,
here
everybody
and
don't
here,
think like you.
That's good to think that way, but everybody like
y'all. Let me tell y'all something. I
had
this one boy. We was doing that, and I'm like, I'm only messing with you. He would lie. He'd be like, he only messing with me. Then my stuff get
because,
thrown off, and I'm like, what's going on?
But you know what
on?
That mean?
You and, always know.
Yeah.
You know what
wrong.
That mean,
and
though?
What that mean?
That mean that, dog, let me show you something. Girls and guys do not ask for test results no more.
I do.
I'm just being G. No, I'm being real. Don't look like that. Let's not look like that. Let's be real.
You
gotta
get them
appointments. You
gotta, I'm not telling
y'all. I'm being real. Like, let's be real.
Some of them don't in the beginning.
No. It ain't even most some. Bro, let's be real.
People don't ask for test results until they get burned or something.
I sent some test results to my phone.
No, but I'm just saying, let's be real. We're going to be real. This is not about what you do, what I do, or he do. Let's be real. Yeah, people are not asking people for test results no more.
That's
girls are not saying, hey, before you fuck me raw, we got to get a test. People ain't doing that shit no more.
Not even just
that,
though.
They let a little liquor get them there.
I've heard. A guy has asked me that, though. He was like, he said, hypothetically, if we were to have sex, would you get a test? And I'm like, I just put a bunch of laughing emojis. He's like, no, for real, because
he was dead ass serious.
People get offended by that.
I wouldn't.
He was a Libra girl who asked me that.
But that's some clean stuff. Like that. I've asked for that.
Yeah.
And the boy gave it to
you
me.
You should expect
anybody
that.
Yeah, no, that's.
It was nothing wrong with it. I was just like, who said
like
we was gonna have sex? That was my
damn.
Only thing. Who said we was gonna fuck?
She said, baby, who said you can touch my? She said, daddy, I am not.
So let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask y'all all a question, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know who Lil Scrappy is, right?
Yeah, where he at? He's supposed to be here,
ain't. You don't know who Lil Scrappy is.
Love him out.
Where you from?
You know Scrappy.
I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, that's why.
You know Lil Scrappy.
No, she's supposed to.
Wait, I got a question, Kodak. What did you mean you knew that I was from the North? What do you mean by that?
You just come off like North Atlanta.
I don't. Okay. But like, you know, I know people by music, but sometimes
no, you
not
know
by their name.
You know Lil Scrappy.
You can't play a song and I'm like, oh yeah, I know who that is, but I
know. You know who that is. You know him.
Oh, yes. He was on
Living
Hip Hop
Day. Okay, you know Scrappy. Let me ask all y'all this right now. So if y'all had to pick, right, if Scrappy was sitting right here and I'm sitting right here, and not off based off this conversation we had, y'all don't know us, y'all just walked in the room, and y'all had to pick which one of us y'all were going to date with. You had to pick. Who y'all picking?
I don't know. I think I would pick you because you got more like, you more up here with it.
No,
we gotta pretend
like
I got
to remember. You gotta act like
I'm not gonna lie.
The combo never happened.
I pick you just based off the chain.
I pick you based off the outfit and the hat.
Because it's Jesus. That's why. Not because of the chain itself.
I need y'all both
Jesus
in front of me to make that.
The Jesus chain.
To answer
that's
that
fine
question.
That.
I need both of y'all sitting in front of me.
Yeah,
don't say no words.
But I
there
see him on.
All right, me and him. Who y'all picking?
I'm gonna pick
him. Waddle.
I like your voice.
It turn you up?
No.
She said he like,
I like
my
it
voice. It turn you on. No, I say it was based off the outfit.
I don't got that shit on.
Yeah,
you got that shit on, but I like this color on his.
I'm not gonna lie. Everybody in Georgia wears
a lot of niggas not finna put on no knitty hat.
I'm bald.
No, I mean it says something. You have something interesting because you have a knitted hat. I don't see. I really was.
So y'all go. Y'all picking him over me because of a fucking hat?
No, you're not. But listen, Kodak.
God damn.
Everybody wears Georgia in Georgia. Everybody wears Georgia in Georgia.
Got a hint of gray because his pants got a hint of gray. His pants got a hint of white. His shoes.
What does that have to do with anything?
You, I don't care.
I'm gonna just say you closer to my type.
It's the way you say that. Color coordinated.
Yeah,
you just closer to my type.
I love people that can put that shit on. Like, I don't care.
She about to leave her nigga for you.
No, hold on, let me tell y'all something. No, all y'all are my type. All y'all is
beautiful,
like
man.
Beautiful women.
Thank
like
you.
I would take all, like I would go on a date with all y'all. Now, then it transfers over into like listening to y'all talk. So then after hearing y'all talk, then I would have to break it down and make an assessment. If I had to break it down and make an assessment,
I already know I'm out.
No, I mean, let me tell you something. All right, I'm gonna show you something. Mm-hmm. See me, I like healing people. Mm-hmm. I'm a healer. So I like healing people. So I would still give you a shot because I like to try to heal people. I would be trying to help you heal from those ways. Mm-hmm. And I would still give you a shot because even though you got these kind of stiff ass responses and you kind of like be feeling like you stand. No. But you kind of feel like you be standing on your little shit. It's just like for me, I would like definitely like reprogram your mind. Like, I know that
in a good way, though, right?
Yeah.
He the type to show you something. Like,
I would
show you something different.
Yeah. I'm not talking from that level. Okay. I'm talking about I'm a leader also, so I'm a healer. Okay. So I would want to heal her. But I'm a leader also, so I'm going to lead by example, and I'm going to show you something different to change your thought process in certain areas, not in all areas, because you're not fucked up in the head. And then with her, she just looked like she just, if you just nurture her the right way, she looked like she kind of like got it, like figured, like she don't, like what you suffer from and you suffer from, she don't look like she suffered from that.
It's probably, but it's whatever, probably me before.
Yeah, but you probably suffered from something that we didn't touch your suffering yet.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't touch your topic of suffering yet.
Yeah, it could be something.
She's good on the relationship area.
I've suffered
with a lot, like everything you could think of, abuse, rape, everything. Like, and I just healed myself from it. I started moving forward from it. And the next nigga, it's not his fault. He don't got nothing to do with
that's
it.
True.
So
true.
You get your fair chance. Until you show me something, I'm going to be on whatever you want. You got that's me, real. I got you.
That's real.
That's what I learned.
I'm like that, too, though. With women,
you give everybody a fair shot.
Like, I give you a fresh shot, but that's then when you go be. To talking that...
You I'm left like, the bag.
You can't act like if it's
like Erykah
Badu
and that song
from
about
the past,
bags.
You're not gonna be like a little cautious.
Bag lady.
That's what that song's about. About trauma.
Everybody else trauma, not their responsibility.
You just caught up. And you just like, because sometimes girls put up this fucking guard to try to make it like they super city girl now and be softer than the motherfucking whoopee cushion.
Oh, yeah.
And it just take the right nigga to show them a little different. Like, and they be like, oh shit, I can actually let my guard down to this nigga.
I don't like that whole city girl thing. Because city girl give, I'm outside, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm in the house. When I go outside and I meet you, I'm going to wait till you show me something. But it ain't like, oh, yeah, I'm talking my ass on these other niggas until he show me something.
I
always talk to one boy at a time.
Yeah.
And then I be hurt because he's talking to a 20. And I'm like, you see this?
You got to get, because I'm, you got to get somebody who like you, because I don't be talking to a whole bunch of bitches at once.
Like you said, you got to get somebody.
First of all, that shit get expensive.
So you basically,
first of all, how you handle all the emotions at once?
Hold on. I caught that.
Yeah.
So now you basically shot your shot.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you.
No. But you do have to.
But I would say I relate to her because sometimes it is like that. You'll be talking. Because look, I've had some girls keep it a stack. Like, I talked to other niggas. Well, let them other niggas do this nice shit for me because I know ain't no other nigga that you talking to about to do the shit that I'm about to do for you. So go be great.
So
you have
men don't go for that. Like,
men don't go for that at all.
No, you can't tell no man that. Two boys and
girls. A nigga going to respect himself more than a female will.
They're not about to go for it.
Wait, you got two girls?
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
I got one girl.
You got
one baby.
One girl or boy? Yeah.
One girl.
Damn, all y'all got girls?
Yeah,
I got one girl. She I only got one
girl.
Girl
mom.
My baby right before.
Mine five.
Three and one.
Six.
Three and one?
Mm-hmm. What
buddy had from last year? He a loser?
No, he's here.
Oh, so that's
you
that right
the
now?
One you talking to?
I'm like, y'all won't know about
me. Oh, so you with your baby daddy.
Play the sound.
Damn, so you.
Oh, he was the one.
So the nigga that's with you, not, that that's not the baby
no,
daddy.
No, 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 he's new. Like, my child, new. She was with my ex-husband. I was married for 7 years. So.
When you got married?
2017.
That's why she
I was getting out of high school. Excuse me, how old are you?
I'm 29. I got married young. I was 23.
All them young marriages don't.
So let me ask you this.
Them young marriages don't be
where
working.
Where your baby hell daddy nah. at?
Blocked.
I'm like, that's my ex.
And it's not
man.
Your.
It was never
I
that.
Have given this man chance after chance after chance after mm-hmm. chance. He thinks being a dad is through social media, through FaceTime mm-hmm. calls. Mm-hmm. I let him talk to his baby on the phone, anything. Then he asks me, who you fucking? Who you doing this with? And I'm like, bro, we focus on the child. Like, stop. You just had another baby after
yeah,
me.
I
who
don't
are you
have that.
Fucking is the real question. Right. Stop. Don't be mm-hmm. in my face. We worry about a more of her, right? I don't do that. And it's like yeah. I try
that
to be
her
his
accent.
Friend.
I don't deal with baby
I try
daddy
to be his
problems.
Friend. I try to be
that.
His friend. I'm cordial. I'm a nice baby mama. He used to tell me you the best baby mama I ever had. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not no weirdo. Come get your baby.
Right.
I'm never finished.
So when did y'all decide you was about to have this baby? Like, was y'all, like, in a good space?
Right was y'all in a good space?
Oh, that's the damn head.
Was y'all in a good space when y'all decided to have this baby?
We were in a cool space, but he's, I think he's bipolar, y'all, because 1 minute it was, I hope it's a boy. Can you name him or her after me? And then it was, can you get an abortion? And I didn't know why until ooh. I was 5 months pregnant. I so found
chaotic.
Out he
this
had a secret
right
girlfriend,
now.
Y'all.
This is chaotic.
A secret
right now.
Girlfriend.
This is very chaotic.
I said
this is
chaotic. I said
my heart racing.
Well, what? I don't got any kids, so this is not me.
It's a chaotic.
Why?
It's a chaotic
that's
with a C.
That's because you're
why
selective
you no
of who you put your seed in.
You
so he's
no
putting
kids?
A seed in
huh?
half a bar.
Is that a red flag for y'all?
Yeah,
for nigga
don't
got kids.
Well,
because I'm 30. Because I'm 30. I'm 30. I'm 33. I don't have
my ex.
How old are you?
My ex, 34. My ex was pregnant, yeah, okay. but she had a miscarriage.
Wait, so you okay. said y'all said this after a certain age, it's a red flag. Man, don't have kids. Why?
No.
For me, kind of.
I thought you said
yeah,
that means
why
you're sure
kids.
Who you
I'm
want
like,
to
yeah.
have your children. Niggas be nothing in anything.
Why you say it's a red
so
flag?
For me, it's not because me. I was married before I had a kid. So if you're a man that's like over 40, you never been married, don't have kids, it's kind of a red flag because. Out of all these years, you haven't found nobody that's worthy of being a wife or having a kid with. In your 30s, that's okay. 40 and up, you haven't found a wife
this
yet.
This generation, though.
That's nah, he, if he 40, he's not in this generation. 40,
like, it's
he not a whole different,
why
he in a whole different generation.
No, they date younger. They date younger,
but you
got
to understand.
This generation trash.
You got to understand, too, though. You got to understand that real shit, you got to take into consideration that we in the fucked up ass world. Especially dating right now is the most fucked up.
It is.
Would you ever date somebody ever. With kids?
It's actually very scary.
I was a stepfather before.
See,
how would that go?
Stepfather. I mean, I
shit.
I,
it didn't go good.
I
it didn't go
what,
well. But
no,
be
what
quiet.
What I don't like about the whole like stepfather thing is
the baby father.
If you nah, it's not that.
You,
you know what I'm saying? When you
want.
When you break, if it's like you break up. Mm. Right, if you grew an attachment to that person, kids, when you
yes.
break up, like it's like the female gonna remind you, nigga, this is not your child.
Yeah,
no. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like now you get reminded. When
that.
I was with you,
that's so sad though.
When I was with you, I was fucking daddy,
dad, yeah.
I was the papa, the boo daddy. But then when we break up,
my
child's father
I'm
has
all feeling
a son.
All emotional. That's so sad. Like,
yes, my child's father has a son.
Yeah,
I wasn't around him when I was pregnant, but after Amora was born, I was bringing over play dates. He always be like, can you stay over a little longer and play with me? I would stay and play dinosaurs with that little boy just because I know his mom like abandoned him and he stayed with his dad. Like, you need that mother figure. Like, I'll play with you. I'm never going to tell you no. But. Now that we don't talk, I don't see the baby, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, that's just the fucked up part.
Yeah.
When you grow that attachment to the kid and then you separate.
And the kid,
you
know,
sometimes
I'll
be wanting to
so
unblock
like,
him, like,
the kid.
How's
the
baby?
Like,
but he don't have that about that. My child. Like, you need, that's your child, too. You think post on Instagram, like, I miss you, is doing something. She can't read? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really blows me. I FaceTimed him on her birthday before, and he didn't answer. But was on Instagram talking about, I miss you so much.
Oh, and one more thing about the stepdaddy thing. Like, it's like, you have to, I just stopped talking to a girl because of this. I liked her a lot. But I feel back from her because her child was so horrible. Like, the kid was so bad.
It was like. How old?
So you couldn't
discipline
him.
He was 3 years old. So it was like, I can't be in no situation like this with you. Because every time I say, yo, your child is fucking disrespectful and bad as fuck, you would say, what? Like a sailor. So then you would say that, oh, his dad got him like that. So it's like, if me and you living together and we got this child in our house and I'm the stepfather of this child, I ain't gonna be able to, like,
discipline
this child.
Don't say that.
Yeah, but if I say don't say that and then he go back to his dad, like, and he come back, his daddy gonna
say nothing because he shouldn't be saying that anyway.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's not how it works. You know, the dad is be like, who you got over by my son? The whole time he just told your son to stop cussing.
It don't matter. Your baby 3, your baby shouldn't even know them words.
No, that, but I mean, but listen, you can't even say that. When you got
it's not
people,
your place, quote.
No, you can't even say that. When the new trend is leave your child in the bathroom and let them curse as much as they want.
I wish until I would. You got,
I saw that. I
just saying.
That
that's the thing?
Yes.
That's the thing.
It's trending right now. You can say any bad word you want to say.
That's what I'm saying.
So
you can't even say.
Yeah.
How you going to tell somebody to not let their child curse if they got to walk in the bathroom?
What you think they going to do when they go to school?
They going
to
curse.
It's really embarrassing when your kids act up in public. I ain't going to lie.
What they don't understand about that challenge is just teaching your child the curse when you're not around.
Like, you're not even teaching your child to have respect for themselves.
And it should be other ways.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to cuss by myself when I was a kid. I used to.
No, that, we understand that. Yeah. That part.
But you're not doing. But you're not doing it on camera.
You're supposed to have the child.
And I saw it. And I was like, they know not to say it in parents.
They know when to do it and when not.
My mother would have. Nah. Who tore the skin off?
Yeah, we knew.
I would go to my room, to a corner. Fuck, shit, damn. Just to say it. Yeah, just wanted to say some cuss words.
But who watch this though. When the child is like like I'm a godfather to a lot of children. So when the child be like adorable and really good, like I love kids like that. Cause then it's like I don't even gotta
date
you.
Melt into
I don't
you.
Even gotta
they ain't
date
hitting,
you.
Scratching,
I like,
biting.
I be your child godfather just because it's like I ain't gotta we ain't gotta be dating nigga. If you want some help with your child, I got you because I don't got my kids of my own and then I adore. Like, good kids.
You got a soft heart for children. Y'all ever had a child spit
kids.
On y'all?
You no. have one of
what
them.
What the hell?
Yeah, toddlers be, duh. And you be like.
What babies are you around?
Wait, so
I've
are,
never.
How are y'all kids?
I'm from Baltimore. These
how your,
girls.
How your child?
My child is fine. Like, she's cool. But if you play with her too much, you start thinking certain things is okay. And I'm like, don't do that. And she's want to start crying. And I'm like, no, I don't care. Because nobody, you're not finna be out here doing this and that. And everybody like. You don't got control over your child. No. She just turned
my
3.
My kid is she's 5 going on 6. She's very smart. Like, she'll out-talk anybody in this room. And that's a problem, too, because she's only 5. And so she thinks she knows
so
much.
That's what they do.
Yeah, so she's not a bad kid at all, but she's really smart, and she thinks she knows so much.
That's
so
a good
cute.
Thing.
Yeah.
She act like you.
It's good to let kids have their own opinions, though, because
and
then they'll grow up thinking that.
That
when somebody says shut up, that they got
to
shut
she
up.
That's
have
good
a
for
opinion.
Education, too.
You're allowed to have an opinion, have just don't be disrespectful.
She's probably really smart. Her classes.
Let me ask y'all this. I want to ask y'all one more question.
A child is like, mommy, I didn't like that. Like, no disrespect, but that really hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. That's good communication. Mothers,
exactly.
Nowadays, we like, shut up. I don't care. Go
no,
in your
I let
room.
Her
stop
express
crying.
Her own feelings.
Yes, my child and my family, some of them be like, oh, you need to pop her. No, she's
yeah, like,
crying
that's disrespectful.
Because I
she's not supposed to say
her.
That. No,
yeah.
She can have a
everything is
she
a
can,
you be letting your kid talk back to adults?
Oh,
no,
no,
but she
no,
can
no.
have her own feelings.
You can just be like,
oh, okay.
that really
feel
upset
feelings.
Me. I didn't like when
you okay,
did
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
But if you like, oh, I don't care. I'm telling
yeah,
my mommy.
Yeah, you can't
mommy,
be disrespectful.
You doing too much.
Yeah.
I don't think at 5 years old, if something upsets you, you just need to be upset. Because you might be upset by something that you don't supposed to be doing. So you can't
yeah,
give
but
them
you
too
can,
much
you can have a talk.
But you can
have a talk.
I'm not explaining myself to no kid.
Y'all are men. Y'all are men. So y'all have
that's
that
father.
Yeah. It's
who
different. Father does all that.
How would your child ever learn communication?
Well, listen, little Billy. Listen, little Billy. Well, the sky's blue because the earth is spinning. No, shut up. The sky blue.
Be quiet and go sit down. That's what you do.
And that's why
you're not old enough to have
men.
A
man. It's different.
That's why
fathers
have their place
so
and mothers
different.
Have their place.
Yeah. Because
moms are the nurturers.
Y'all be enabling. It's enabling.
No. If you don't teach your child communication, they're not going
to
know it.
They're going
to
do stuff
to
when you're not looking. They're going to be
but
sneaky
listen,
because they
you
can't
don't
tell
need
you anything.
You can't tell a child communication at a certain age.
Because he don't understand it.
At a certain age for them to even understand what communication is.
By 5.
No. That's where this generation go wrong. Your child can learn anything you teach them. I seen a kid, he know about rifles, math, every history,
yeah,
everything.
As soon as you teach
them. It's what you teach them. Yeah. Y'all teach them 1, 2, 3s, ABCs, coloring. Mm-hmm. My child was doing that before she was one. She's potty trained everything. Flush mm-hmm. the toilet, wipe her butt, climb up. She's like, can you turn the light on, please? Like, it's what you teach
it's
them.
It's what you teach yeah. them. And that's why my kid is so smart.
No, they know.
We've been saying
they will know what communication is if you tell them what it is. You be like,
you can't
can
be doing the baby talk.
Yeah.
You got to talk in full
my
sentences.
My one-year-old, she likes to grab the
feelings.
Window.
Yep. Communicate your feelings or they going to scream on the floor in the middle of Walmart.
My one-year-old, she likes to grab the blinds and, like, look out the window. And I'd be like, no, don't do that. She'd be like, yes.
I'm listening to
y'all. Like, yes. I'm like, no.
But
she's like, yes.
You won't understand until you have a baby, though, because when it's yours, you like, all right, I don't want to make you cry. Like,
I raised children.
But it wasn't yours.
It doesn't matter if it was mine or not.
He's going to feel that feeling one day.
His choice of parenting might work.
He's going to feel that feeling one day, though.
No, first of all, me personally, my raising is going to be just different. Like, I'm not going to be raising my child to do too much talking in the back and all of that. My child going to be able to communicate with me, but mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to, you're going to have to wait a long time.
Respect
you
of your authority.
Telling me
yeah.
what and when and where
you're
and how.
You're saying they can't question
because
you.
First of all, I've been in this world so much more
oh, you
longer
go.
Than you,
but
baby.
But they're really
I
put you in this world, I can take you out.
They can question me, but guess what? Me letting you have your own opinion.
Me
letting you have your own opinion and your own thought process too soon can fuck you up.
No, that's when
that's
you
That's what happened
them.
With
that's
Dwayne.
When you tell
Dwayne
they
Wade.
Ask you why you
what,
tell
what happened with Dwayne?
Oh, here we go.
But we never said a kid can tell you what, when, how, where, nothing.
But they'll question
you.
Yeah, but we're not taking no questions.
But that's the thing. No, listen, y'all. Some babies can say, but why, mommy? And you be like, because you could hurt yourself.
Guess what?
Of course.
If you don't tell them, they find out.
But you talk about the child walking up on me saying, I don't like this.
No.
Motherfucker, I don't give a
like
fuck what you don't like up in this house.
No, no, no. It's
you
not like
your
that.
That's like me telling you, you got to sit down right now.
About?
And get
I know,
ready
I know what
you're
talking about. Why
I
gotta sit down.
Don't want to sit down. Why do I got to sit down?
You spinning this in your little knitted head. You already pissed me off.
No, I'm not. Because
this is not what I'm saying.
No, I know what they're saying.
A baby can be like, mommy, that really hurt my feelings. Like, I want to talk about it. And you like, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, but this is what it is and this is what it ain't. You can't climb that. Or you can't eat that. You want to be away from mommy.
You just got to explain
to him.
Because
I know. I understand.
That's
because
he don't got no kids.
We all traumatized.
Because I used to think
it's
the same way before I had my
kids. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
I'm going to say, if you pick up something you can't eat, put that down. Mommy, why? I don't like that, Daddy. I don't why like that. What
you
mean? If you pick that up, you're going to die.
Put that down.
You're going
to
die.
No word.
That's explaining to them.
That's literally just telling them why.
That is not explaining. That's teaching.
That's the same thing.
No, listen to me, baby girl. The way you're kicking it is as if I have to explain myself to my child. No, I'm teaching my child.
That's what I said. That's
the same.
It's pending.
It's not always.
You teaching them by explaining why you said what you said.
Yeah, I said
they're not saying
okay.
No, you're telling them why.
Chaotic.
They're not saying that they're explaining themselves every single time. They're saying that they're only explaining themselves when their child is prompting them to explain themselves.
Because they're trying to learn.
Yeah.
They're trying to understand the world, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to let them know.
But that, what we talking about, that's we know that. That's neither here
nor there.
Well,
that's what
I said.
They basically told me I was wrong, but that's what I meant.
I didn't
like,
never
I
tell
like,
you was wrong.
You said I ain't explaining myself to no child. Mm-hmm.
Because you said explain.
What accent was that?
Wait.
Because
you said explain it.
That's
what I'm saying. When you tell me I got
to
explain myself to a child.
Wording. Okay, so teaching.
No, listen. The way we word things is important. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna tell nobody in here that you gotta explain yourself to your child. No, you gotta teach your child. When they toddlers and at that age, mm-hmm. you better teach them, explain
and
what
that's
they
what it
hear.
Is.
There are certain things that you have
to
be more stern about,
explain
of course.
Myself
that's,
to
right.
you.
That's the thing. Like when a child grab a knife, you have to explain that it's
no,
dangerous.
You have to teach them that
it's
that
the
is
the same thing. Because
explain
you can,
and
you
teach.
Can tell her, you
all right,
can teach
look.
Her, it's sharp.
No,
don't
no,
touch
let's
it.
Do this.
But she's not going to know that's going to hand open.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Pull out your phone, look up the definition of teach. And
you
I'm gonna look
up
the definition of explain. No, come on,
up.
No, do it. Somebody give me
what's
the definition of cheat.
So
I gotta explain.
What's
right
teach?
Here.
Teach. No, which word you doing? You doing
I'm
teach?
I'm gonna explain. She gonna do teach.
Teach definition.
Explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
Show or...
Go ahead.
Show or what?
That's teaching, right?
Because that's teaching. What's it's teaching? The same damn
show or explain
thing.
To someone how to do
show
something.
Explain.
Show
exactly.
It's show the same explain.
Thing. Ladies and right.
Okay, you know what? Hey, but listen. Can I show you something? That's why I like to look up the definition of the word.
And now you can apologize to me because you just ran me down for no reason.
I apologize. But you I just don't like down. That word explain when it
okay,
comes down
so
to the
I would say
key.
Teaching, okay? It's teaching.
It's the same thing.
But
okay,
it's,
and, know, and you know
like,
what? And I appreciate the way you explain how mm-hmm. you teach mm-hmm. your child.
Chaotic. Pick a side. BBL natural.
Oh, natural. I'm picking natural all day. Natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bow, bow,
when did niggas
bow,
turn
bow,
their backs on BBLs?
When they started looking crazy?
I mean, me personally. Me personally.
I think those are ass shots.
Let me show you something.
I don't think it's
my,
BBLs.
My preference.
Both.
My
yeah.
preference and what I like. I don't got nothing against BBL. I don't have plenty of girls with BBLs. But what I like is I like slim thick. Like, I like the slim thick. I like the petite. I like how, like, remember how Mimi and Gabrielle, you
everybody
know,
in his,
Carly
everybody
Rae,
in his
used to look like the, I like that's what I like. I like that
Megan
look.
Good, yeah.
I love that look.
That's
like
the type of man
you
I
can put
to.
Megan good.
You can put
so good.
You yeah, can put do. Megan next to me, and then you can put Lyra Galore next to her, and I'm running with Megan. I love that.
That is galore.
I'm saying
Lyra Galore.
Oh, Lyra Galore.
There's no shade on Lyra or okay. one of them. But I don't got nothing against that. Like, yeah, I'm a man. I fuck it. Who wouldn't fuck? But I'm saying
he said
I.
It. Did y'all hear that? That means no. he,
the BBL. We talking
that,
about the BBL.
The BBL.
No, said, that means that definitely in his type. He said it.
I like BBLs. I love
oh,
BBLs.
Okay.
Not over natural. I like
thing?
BBLs.
What's your thing?
Okay. So you like when she get her body fixed and it fit. Like
so
it
wait
look,
a minute.
Look,
hold on. I think that just went over my head. You said you like BBLs, but you don't like them over natural.
Yeah.
So you said the same thing I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. A natural BBL, like something you can't tell it was done.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Okay.
Now that too. If you do get a BBL, if it's a natural BBL, I love it.
Some that
you know what I don't like? When the titties look
you
like they about to bust.
Hard and they're yeah. hard.
I don't like the hard. I don't like the hard looking booty either.
I don't like them titties that look like yeah. they about to bust. Like, make the titties look like.
No. Oh, yeah.
Wendy,
they look all veiny.
That's Wendy Williams
like,
type thing.
Like, them titties that just, like,
they
bro.
Look really tight.
When you see the split and they titties just looking like. A balloon. It's like if I
and
poke
they,
it, it'll
y'all
bust.
Y'all seen the ones that's too separated?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
they
like that.
They be okay. I be
like,
baby.
Like two elbows like this.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. I can say what I'm saying about it, but I would still sleep with it.
Yeah,
like because it do
sleep
be like.
It. See, he keeps saying it.
Niggas,
well,
is,
I don't mean about
niggas
that.
Definitely hitting the BBL.
I mean about that.
That's what I mean.
Then,
that I mean.
Then
that's
watch
that's
this.
What I mean.
No, but then watch this. If I come encounter with a woman that got a BBL and the titties that look like they about to pop and everything, and we connect. And everything like aligns between
me
and her.
You take it out.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to be with her.
I paid for that reduction.
No, and it wouldn't be that. I would
be
with her.
That's not what
I
said.
So y'all don't prejudge.
I paid to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction.
Y'all don't prejudge women based on their
everybody.
Body
you said what?
Everybody
oh, what was the question?
Y'all don't prejudge women versus like if she's, because I've seen it before, whether she's natural or she has a fake body. Y'all don't just
it depends on the
when you see a woman with her body done, you don't automatically start thinking certain things about her.
Hell yeah!
When I see a woman with her body done, I just be like to be honest with you, at this point, it just be like, damn, is he did look good or
another
done?
One?
Yeah,
but it's more in my head like, damn, boy,
they,
all these women
oh
got their shit
God.
Done.
They all look the same.
I moved
right?
here a month ago, and I just seen over 40, and I'm like, that one look good. That look.
I be
crazy.
Trying to figure
it's
out
the
like,
ass shots that be looking bad too.
I be oh, trying to figure. Out, I be trying to figure out like what these women do, because like for you to
bro,
get a BBL, I feel like you need
Dollar.
To be yeah.
They,
that
they
shit
get
crazy.
Body done to work at McDonald's.
That shit is crazy. Like
you
make
your body
but
done.
You
know how
to be gym
a BBL is now.
Like, no. A cheap BBL
no,
is a bad
no,
BBL.
No, but they get their body no. They get their body done with hopes of finding a man that's going to take
I
care of
that.
Them. That's what
that.
It is.
But
that's
why
what
you get
is.
Your body done just to go back to McDonald's, though? I understand yeah. you.
Because
hoping
they realize,
somebody come
no,
save
because
you.
They realize
but,
that they realize that damn.
But if everybody got a BBL, do BBLs matter?
He said,
I ain't gonna lie to you,
from
very nice
matter.
Natural
matter.
Bodies.
Everybody
like,
don't
only
BBLs,
like BBLs, man. Natural bodies are
I feel like it's a lot of women still getting the BBLs to think they getting ahead, but you really like
a lot of
catching
women
up.
Think they getting ahead.
You really just
yeah,
look like everybody.
Exactly.
Else. A lot of women think they're getting ahead and don't realize it takes maintenance to keep.
And
BBL.
Also,
you gotta work out after a BBL. You gotta don't know that.
They don't realize this. Kayati, you let me know if I'm wrong, but I'd rather have a motherfucker to get a teeth fixed than a BBL.
Yes. Oh my God, that's my thing.
Good teeth is good.
Teeth don't be right, but their body
good. It's this one girl. She got her butt, her chin reduced and everything, but her teeth still do this. And I was like.
She probably ran out of money.
Yeah, she ran out of the budget.
No, you went for the wrong thing first.
She went for that body first.
The hell?
She was counting on the body to help pay for everything else.
She said, baby, don't look at my mouth. Don't look at my mouth.
Look, I ain't going to say too much.
What you got
your
teeth done?
I'm going to say a lot. She look crazy.
If you get you got your butt done?
No, no.
Would you get it?
Stand up real quick. Let me see.
Her teeth said.
What they do? What they doing, Fat Albert?
There you go.
Ooh. No, I did not get my butt done, y'all.
You got a nice natural body.
You do.
You're a nice natural.
Give it up for the body. Yeah.
Because you came in last, I ain't getting to really see your body, but I just seen. But when y'all all walked in, y'all made a great impression on me.
Oh, thank you.
Would you pick any of them for your show to be on your team?
All three of them would be on my side. Like, I would pick all of them to be on my side. Now, okay. Far as...
I ain't fighting, though.
And you know what?
You from the north side. You from North Atlanta.
From this conversation we had, all y'all would last. All y'all would last on the show.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all would last. And then, like, I know that, you know, we'll grow more and more. But y'all would have made it to the end of the show.
Period.
Now, are you doing the show right now?
We just finished.
Oh, you finished
next
it? Okay.
Season. Next season, okay. We got you.
But yeah, next season
so you pick
we start.
One, you end up picking one person.
I can't disclose.
Why are you worried about it?
Of course he can't because they gotta come.
Drunken love.
He said, "Well, I'll make it to the end." So that means, like, boom, we get down to the top three. You gonna pick one, or are you taking all of them?
You never know because I can do. It's two, three things I could do. Okay. I can pick all three of y'all, or I can pick one of y'all, or I can pick none of y'all.
Mm-hmm. No, hold on. I got another question.
I know what it's about to be.
No, you don't.
Because I just said Polly.
Would you deny your nigga for an opportunity?
What type of opportunity?
Like, say, for instance.
Explain that.
You model, right? So you got the biggest model agency in the world.
Yeah.
Nigga shooting this shot. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Hey, I own this biggest model agency in the world. Are you single? What you saying?
Wait, what?
What had to
say
do with
your
nigga?
Right.
No, what are you trying to say? So he's saying this, it's an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity for you. And in order to get this opportunity, you got to be single because the nigga that's giving you the opportunity is attracted to you.
Oh, for me
but
to be
you
like
got
on the
a
show?
Nigga.
So basically,
he meant to deny an opportunity for your nigga.
He basically said
it's the biggest model, the nigga from who owns the biggest model agency
to
in the world.
To be a part of that agency, I gotta be single.
He wants you to come in, and he's attracted to you
for a modeling agency.
Yeah,
like for a gig.
First, I would talk to my dude about it because I'm not in a position where like he would deny me something that I'm going for. So if it's something that will progress my career, he will allow me to do it. And vice versa.
No.
You ain't got time. You gotta make a decision right now.
I'm going with the modeling agency because if it's gonna take my career where I want it to go, for sure.
No, but you're taking it wrong what he's saying.
Okay.
It's not about your dude.
Okay.
I'm the man from the modeling agency.
All right, cool.
I wanna fuck on you.
Oh no.
I like you.
Is it you single?
When you come into my modeling agency,
it's not about
agency,
fucking. Nah.
No. Not saying you gotta fuck me, but that's what he said.
Yeah.
Like, is you single?
That's the.
Is you gonna play the single role for the opportunity? That's what he asked.
Not if it had anything.
Not nothing. Not
having
nothing.
A fuck on a dude.
No, you don't gotta fuck, but you gotta flirt.
If it's strictly an opportunity for me to go and model, hell yeah, I'll take it.
You ain't gotta fuck, but you gotta flirt.
Even if it meant like I gotta go on the show and be single,
do what you gotta do.
A part of the modeling agency, I'll do that.
That's what.
Okay. On a nigga? Nah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm not about to be like,
but also chaotic. I feel like if her man really about supporting her, he would understand
he'll
her playing
that,
that role
to elevate my career. But I ain't
playing that role,
nigga.
But not in real life.
I'm not.
He just
gotta
understand
nigga.
It's for the opportunity.
It's
not
the opportunity. Yeah,
because
I would. Because
what if some of the girls on the show now ain't single?
I ain't even gonna lie. Me personally, because I'm such like a boss. And I'm such like a hustler. At the end of the day, you ain't got to go. If you got a fake single to go do something, baby, I don't want you doing it. Like, we good. We ain't finna have to. My girl ain't got to go fake to do nothing. Baby, God, so many other doors that's going to open up for you. Like, I'm a manifestor. I'm a believer. So if you got to go against your character or what we stand for as a as a unit together. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? We moving in unison when we moving through this world. So it's like I don't want nothing that ain't aligned with keeping us together to come even in our life. Because if I'm fucking with you, I want this to be the all in. If this if I'm planning this to be my to death do us part, we ain't doing all that.
It's like cracks in the seams almost. Like it's like you're leaving the window a little bit cracked open. Like nah,
because at the end of the day, you go over there and you fake like you single and this nigga play at you. I'm pulling one thing about me when it come down to my bitch. If I'm in a relationship with
don't
a bitch,
play.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I'm my bitch bulletproof vest. I'm gonna spin a block about mine. If that's my and that's why I'm not in a relationship because I know the type of energy I put into that relationship because I put the energy that what a nigga supposed to put into their relationship. It's supposed to be that. It's supposed to be like you supposed to be able to fuck a nigga up about your bitch, but you can't do that no more.
Yeah,
because you're gonna be fucking the nigga up about.
Somebody who ain't somebody really committed to you.
Somebody who entertaining it.
If, exactly. So you're going to be really in the wrong. But
and
in all actuality.
That's why I say I'm loyal to who's loyal to me.
When the girls say protect and provide and all of that shit like that, they done fucked the whole.
Definition.
Not even just the girls, just people in general. Men, women, everybody done fucked the whole definition of what protecting and provide and really is. So it's like I can't even go out there on the limb for no bitch no more, boy, because. If I do it, I'm gonna be throwing my life away.
You crash out over somebody who's ready to bounce on to the next shit anyway.
Y'all know how they say protect and provide, but sometimes protecting could be like, I don't want you to go out tonight because you know how them crowded niggas is.
I don't want you to take that opportunity.
Yeah,
you
probably know how one boy in there.
Or if you go out, he's like, don't go nowhere else. Just go over there.
Yeah, it was a conversation.
But she still wait though. She's still standing on. It will be a conversation.
Look, I like that. Stand on her shit. I like that. But also listen,
when it comes to like furthering my brand, like if it comes to something like that, I will have a conversation with my man.
No, I'm talking about if y'all are locked
in. Let me ask you.
If y'all are locked in,
if your man told you. If your man told you, nah, baby, I don't want you to, if you got to act single, I don't want you to do it. But this modeling thing you think is the, in your mind,
it's
going to
take
biggest,
me where I
want to
go.
Yeah, is you going to still do it?
I probably would.
You're going to do it
so
even
you gonna
if break
up with
your
nigga.
Feelings?
You're going to break
it
up with your
would
nigga.
It probably would because for me, it's not just a necessarily
so,
about
so
where I want to go,
going,
but like.
I'm turning the microphone.
It's not necessary.
Oh,
where are you going? Said, I need to go too, right? Like, a break, right?
He said, no, you don't. I was just going to say, like, if y'all are really locked in, though, no one's going to be able to get in between that. Even the opportunity, you should have trust. Like, I know my lady.
I would never hold him back from something that he felt like was comfortable. He's an artist.
Because
I would never be like, oh, don't work with her.
Even some job industries, no,
I would never do that.
But y'all, even some job industries, you kind of have to be a little flirty.
No, the nigga who's hiring you.
You don't think
you
so?
Have the nigga who's hiring
sweet,
you
be
wants
you,
you to
flirt
be
with another nigga. Not, you with somebody?
The
nigga
that's
if
hiring
it had anything
you,
to do like with that. Me fucking on another nigga, no. If it's strictly about business, that's
but
different.
It's not strictly
just,
about business.
Well, I can't go for that because
the nigga won't
you.
The nigga who hiring you won't you.
That's something like you can't pay like. Oh, I'm a
you,
fuck
you,
on
you understand
no,
what come from?
Not that.
The that's nigga that's hiring you, I want you,
if
baby.
If it's strictly about business,
that's
yes.
Like one time. Let me
if
tell you some
nigga
real nigga shit.
If a nigga think he about to buy me, no.
Let me tell you some real
that's
nigga
what
shit.
I was saying.
I'm going to tell you
like,
something about this. Let me give you
some.
Let me give
you. No, like, oh, yeah, I don't want you to go because he, yeah.
No, let me tell you.
No, if it's business, it's business.
No, but it's going to be like that because the nigga ain't going to want. He not going to want your nigga around. Like, oh, we going on this and you want your nigga to come. I don't want your nigga here.
And there's a lot of boys like that. Be like, ain't no niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want.
Somebody told me before when you out with me, you single. And I was like, I told you I talked to somebody. Like, this was a while ago. And I'm like, yo, weird.
One of your homegirls said that?
No, a boy said that.
I'm going
to
be honest with you.
If you out with us, you single.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in the process of like, you know, seriously, I was like, I'm finna sign a female artist, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, a part of me signing a female artist, I want her to be single.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't want her to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. She need to be able to connect, network, everything.
Niggas be holding you back.
That's why I'm
niggas
saying.
Niggas be
like,
you ain't going
if
there.
Not,
like,
if
like,
back.
You,
niggas be
you
holding you back.
Hold you back.
Yeah,
I don't want to be with somebody that would stop me from taking
there
an
go,
opportunity
y'all.
That would change right. My career.
Scrappy,
you know?
What's up? Yeah.
Wait,
oh,
now,
we
look.
My bag. We gotta move
yeah.
My
bag. Hold on, y'all. Right Scrappy here. Got on the knitted hat, too, though.
Okay, we were just talking
where's
about
it.
Where's
it? No, Scrappy, look. Scrappy, wait, look. They said that they would date me because I got on a knitted hat. So was y'all
no.
Date Scrappy.
Wow.
She pointed out
I ain't never seen men with knitted hats on though. That's funny.
Scrap, pull your mic up, man. Welcome to the conversation.
What's happening?
He had, was handling business. He was handling business. Standing on business.
The baby.
Yeah. Scrap, we got a nice.
All right, so back to that question.
Oh, Lord.
What we talking about?
So what was your, because you said you had to wait for Scrappy to be here to know. So he's here now.
We didn't know. So who you picking?
So who side you picking?
Hold on. What we talking about now?
Uh oh, he got to take out the.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta know what we talking about.
The name of the show.
He went back to the name of the show. Pick a side.
So I told them if they had to pick a side to go on a date.
So you been in here talking, doing all that without me, bro?
Oh no, we
already trying to. Let me tell y'all before we even get to it.
Did I say anything about Scrappy?
Nothing negative.
No, but look.
Then
what nothing,
he did. He definitely gave a what if. Who would we pick?
Exactly. Because I didn't know you were coming. So I say, if y'all had to pick a side, whose side would y'all like? Not even pick a side. If y'all had to go on a date, if you had to pick a side of who us you were going to date with, who you
can
who
I
you
ask questions?
They already voted against me.
It's just based off of right now.
He's sitting there. I'm sitting here.
Oh, no.
Dang.
This nigga took his jacket off. I don't know.
Y'all switched up.
I would have to know by personality.
He said we can't ask no questions.
I would have to know by personality. He said we can't ask no questions. I'm not. What the fuck? I'm my friend, man. What you mean? When I see my dog come out with that shit, I'll be like, my dog look damn good. You a good looking nigga. Scrap, what's wrong with you? I be shit. You good looking. Shit, I'd be happy to get picked standing next to you.
Okay, I appreciate that. God bless you.
Stop pressing the button.
He tried it. He did that.
You don't have to make it awkward.
But y'all can say y'all homegirls look good. That damn bitch. I can't say my dog look good. My brother, handsome. My pop said
you can do that, but I told him we can agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't finna be like, walk, see a dude and be like, oh, that's a,
oh, he look
a
good.
Dude.
No, not a random dude. That's but you
fit
can say,
back, bro, you fit hard.
If a girl would have asked
see, you
see,
your fit
hard.
And the man is two different people.
Nah, I ain't gonna
you
lie.
Know what I mean?
It's
two different.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's different for men, though.
I ain't gonna
like,
lie.
We
I ain't gonna lie. Right? Watch
I mean, because my boy be flying, though. But I ain't, bro, I ain't gonna tell you. I don't know how to tell you
you
look good.
I said,
boy, you be fly.
No, yeah. you know how you be saying, well, you got that shit on, boy,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then I'd be like, yeah. But then for me, I'd be like, Scrap, you look good.
Yeah,
and then he be looking at me like
saying
that.
Two different, I'm saying something totally different than what you're saying.
We saying the same thing.
No, nah, we not, bro. Like you were saying, you were directly saying, bro, you look good.
Why I'm saying,
fellas,
like
tell your homie that he got that shit on. Fellas, yeah. Tell your homie he got
tell
this
shit.
Tell
your homie, like, bro,
tell
you
your
fly,
homie,
you got this shit
normalize being there and tell your homie he look good. Scrappy, you look good.
Bro, can you normalize shit? Don't do that, bro.
That's what he always want to do to me. He always want me to shut up when I tell him he a good-looking person. You a good-looking man, Scrappy.
Scrap, what are you looking for
he's
on
like,
this show?
He just don't like it. I don't
Scrappy,
he just personally
if
don't
I had to
like
watch
it.
This, Scrappy, if I had to pick a side, I'd pick your side.
What?
Hey, man. Oh,
Why'd you go that far?
I'm done, right, man. Are we still doing this interview, man?
Yes. That's what we took. I took my shot.
Who got Cosmigo?
It's all gone. I just took my
shot.
Oh,
y'all some stingy, man.
It was
out.
You don't know. We took the shots up the bottom.
It was Ferrari bottle.
What Ferrari?
He gone.
Oh, so you just
yeah.
You just did him dirty?
Nah, I ain't doing dirty.
Oh, shit, I got to go to this thing tonight.
Yeah, we about to talk about the show and then get y'all up out of here.
Oh, shit, that's the night when he put us in. Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we about to talk about the show and then finish up.
What time is that?
Hold on.
So the show, pick a side.
Yes, sir.
Scrappy versus Chaotic.
Yo.
What, Scrappy?
Hello, it's not a Scrappy versus.
See, okay, well, put me down. What we doing?
So it's just a when we say pick a side.
They got to pick Scrappy or Chaotic.
Yeah, but that's not a versus. It's like you're coming here for who you want. So it's just like having these three girls right here, and they getting to pick which one of us they want. So it's not a versus thing because we're not going against each other. You know what I'm saying? Even though it gets really competitive. But
hey, you said you got the girls doing like challenges and shit.
Yeah, we got them doing a lot of challenges.
Is one of these challenges like a twerk off?
Oh yeah, well, Scrappy had a twerk off.
Scrappy, you had a twerk off.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hold on. When you say a twerk off, what that mean?
For the pick a side.
When you had all them girls shaking that ass in the living room, remember that? When all the girls were shaking ass. Well, the other time, in the other part, when you had all the...
In the other part.
When you had the three girls and...
I feel like you're telling on him.
No, they got to see it when the show come out.
When does it drop?
Yes, when does the show drop? Now that's TV, right?
Yo, Now That's TV, the show drops on March 31st.
See, they how I did it. They how I did it.
How you do it?
So, they're my little brother, right? Mm-hmm. So, I know he need a platform to go crazy. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
I just let him have at it. I let him do the whole little thing, damn near. I just sat there with him and just was like.
So both of y'all single, right?
Yeah.
So what profession do y'all think the best women?
Wait, are you single, Scrappy?
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay.
What profession you think got the best women? Profession. Like job, career.
Shit, like from what I seen, shit, broke.
Broke?
What? Yeah, broke got the best women.
What that mean?
Shit, they the finest one. You be thinking they somebody because they fine and they got, you be like, oh shit, she bad as fuck. And you know, she got a little personal, little bag on her, like little shoe.
So the best woman is the broke woman?
Man.
Is the broke woman? Because I've seen.
Oh, you talking about the best women? I thought you were talking about.
No, he said like the best looking.
No.
I thought you were saying best looking. Oh, best looking. So they be the broke bitches.
The best looking be the broke bitches.
Yeah.
I won't say the best looking be the broke bitches.
Bro, like,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. In Atlanta. Yeah.
I'm here,
so I know. You know what
I would say the best.
And they ain't even from Atlanta. They don't even be from Atlanta.
You see a bitch in Atlanta looking well put together whole time. She's just homeless. That's why she got time to be in everybody's club.
I think that the best looking women.
Even homeless motherfuckers got a cell phone, nigga. Come
hell
on.
Hell no. I think the best looking women are the IG models.
They are. But they be broke.
I be sitting there like.
They be broke.
No,
bro, I done gave motherfucker money and everything. Motherfucker pull out the rest of his money.
Scrap. He said the IG models don't be broke.
Wow.
No, they be on OnlyFans. Some of them be on OnlyFans.
Well, you crazy. Let me show you something. All of that IG model shit, them hoes broke, sitting in the living room, sleeping on the floor.
That shit is old.
That's the beginning of Instagram.
Man,
listen, bro, let me tell you something. I ain't even gonna lie. A bitch came to me one time. The bitch swindled me. That's just a quick story. Bitch swindled me. Bad little shit. I liked about 4 or 5 of the whole pictures, right?
Yeah.
So I think I'm safe. I done liked the pictures. I fell back. Nigga, instantly, she dove in my DM and say, if you send me $100, you would make my day. You would be my favorite person right now. I'm like, this bad
that
ass bitch.
That sentence was just crazy.
No, listen. What? Just hear me out, y'all. I just want y'all to.
That was unbelievable.
Just hear me out, y'all.
He was flabbergasted.
Okay. This bitch so, no, about? I'm just being G. I'm keeping it a buck. That bitch so bad. I'm like, $100?
Finna send you $200.
Man, listen. How scrappy you know your brother?
But that's not nothing. No, so that means you don't got nothing.
No, listen. Listen to me, y'all. Don't miss this. This is big.
I'm so geek,
right? Because I'm loving her. I sent her $200. Boom. Yeah. I sent her the $200. She said, oh, my God, thank you so much, heart eyes. I say, what's your number? She say, send me another $500 and you will get the number. These hoes,
you trying to get all
$500.
Yeah, I'd have been like, send me my $200 back.
No, listen. Oh,
send me my $200 back. What you say? Put the pussy on live. I'll send you $1,000.
But then what I told her, I said, nah, take that $200, go get yourself, you know, something, eating some drinks, man, and enjoy your life. That's all I just wanted to.
She done ran that. She ran that play with five niggas that day.
I'm trying to tell you, nigga, I can imagine how much money this bitch probably ran up just off that day of that.
Like she can do that shit every day, nigga.
She wanted the cold, and she listen, every day for a bullshit. She wanted the coldest one.
No, I'm just saying. Do you understand? No, do you understand? A woman, all these women are using they is like throwing their weight around, bro. As women, women are really throwing their weight around.
Damn,
because it's in high demand.
Pussy been in high demand since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
it's not.
It hasn't stopped.
You know what? No, because
Eve threw her weight around with Adam.
Scrap.
Eve threw her weight around with Adam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go on, bite the apple, nigga. I already gave you the pussy, nigga. What's happening?
It's a lot of losers out here. It's a lot of lose ass niggas.
Thirsty ass niggas, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of lose ass, thirsty ass dudes out here. Yeah. A
lot of simps.
That is empowering this OnlyFans economy.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people out here sitting
they be tripping because they be tripping because
you see people.
They think y'all the ones supposed to spend it first.
No, look.
No, but listen,
they
you
be
got thinking, five of them
they be getting mad at me because I don't be pressed, bro. I don't be pressed. Like, I don't be on. Like, I be sitting there with about eight of them and they be like, they'll start talking to themselves while I talk to them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because I'm an observer. Yeah. I be sitting there like, who is this bitch right here? What's she doing? You know what I'm saying? then one right here, fine. Then she, soon as she start talking, you be like, oh, no, nah, yeah. Yeah, you can stay over there.
That's how I feel
so
about this nigga.
It's more so about others around them. Like, not somebody that's just so into themselves all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I ain't into none of that, man, for real. If you ain't got the less makeup on, the less shit you got going on with yourself, is the one who I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Cause I need to know what you look like after the makeup off the pillow. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, right. When you turn over, I want to be like, yeah.
So those the ones that win with Scrap.
I mean, you gotta have personality. You gotta have some shit going on with your life, nigga. I ain't blowing no more women up.
Yeah,
stop.
I ain't blowing no more women up so they can tell me I ain't did shit. You feel me?
Who you blew up?
Bro. You can go. You just go to Google, nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm finna go on.
Google. We started
the show with Google with a word.
All you gotta do is see all the women. All you gotta do is go see all the women that
little
never been on Love
exes.
And Hip Hop, right? That have been with me, and then go to them before Love. They came on Love and Hip Hop.
Before Love and Hip Hop. Okay.
Before like Love and Hip Hop. And then then next thing you know, they be on their little shit, and you know, I be sitting there like a proud father, like, damn, I can't even get a hug.
Not you. Am I?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? This was fun. Scrappy.
Dang, you just got here.
I know. They got things to do tonight. They got
play. Got some mayor shit to do for the mayor and shit.
Oh, for
mayor.
Andre?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Andre Dickens. But
yeah,
you got some
things to do. They doing real stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
This ain't real?
For real. Oh.
No,
wow.
I'm saying like real. Like they actually doing something for the community. Out.
But
real,
nah,
baby.
Hey,
real,
what
baby.
Happened to
this is definitely real though.
She got she's being a mother.
A mother, yeah. I was like, hey, cuz I said no. I seen her not being a mother, you know what I'm saying?
What you said?
She was in the Clizzub at the DJ thing. I think it was at the DJ thing.
You know, mama got to have a life, too.
The Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lightweight because that shot is hitting me right now.
Cuz did like this.
Double take.
Cuz said, no. I think I took a shot with her. I was like, what's up, nigga? What's going on, huh? Whoa, cuz. She was like, I was like, yeah, cuz. That mama shit kicked in and she yawned. I was like, whoa. Nigga, it early
me.
Right now.
Nigga.
I said it early right now, but I know because I'm a real daddy. So once I done been with my kids, like at least 6-7 days or some shit like that, or even 4 days, 3 days, nigga, they run you like that, bro. When you get done, when you not with them no more, you still had that same shit on. You be like sleep at 8 o'clock, nigga. Be like
me.
Nigga, yeah, I done been in the club. I done had to go to the club at 12, bro. Just put my kid to sleep at 8.
Yeah.
And got to go to the club at 12, bro. I'm like, bro, why do I got to be there so late, bro? Like, why I can't go
see,
down?
You
what
like
about
me?
Them nights that your kid don't want to go to bed?
Oh, yeah, nah, that's for the nanny.
When they fight and they sleep.
Everybody got kids in here, but being chaotic.
Sleep, putting your child to sleep.
I always do that. I can't.
Scrappy, you got kids?
Four, yeah. Wow. I got an 18-year-old. I got an 18-year-old. She's 19.
I don't got no kids.
So y'all and I got a 2, 3, and 5.
Wow. I got a 3-year-old.
Oh, I be young. They small.
Newbies. Y'all want to hear some cool shit? Do y'all know I'm Scrappy Nanny?
Stop it. Never in my life.
You the nanny? He said he a goddaddy, a lot of babies.
Shit, man.
Listen, another episode with your homie, Scrappy, Chaotic, the lovely lady. Shout out to Nikki for booking the baddie cast.
Shout out, Nikki. I love Nikki. Love you, Nikki.
Man, shout out to goddamn all these. I mean, these women are beautiful. I hope they got some money in their pocket. I hope they got stuff going on in their life.
Chaotic. They all single.
Wait, I'm trying to go out. What the heck?
Oh, y'all outside? They is outside tonight with Chaotic and Scrappy. The homies is here. Yeah.